to the Yehi Chavod. The Yehi Chavod is a very unique tefillah, right there. The Yehi Chavod is a very unique tefillah in the sense that it is not a paragraph in Tehillim, unlike all the rest of the Pesukim de Zimra. Rather, it's a conglomerate of different Pesukim in Tanakh, or Tehillim, that are building up a specific topic. Okay? Now, the Yichvod is the introduction to Ashrei. Ashrei is the main point of Pesukim de Zimra. Okay? In the Gemara, it mainly talks about Ashrei. Okay? So this is the final introduction into Ashrei. Okay? Into the real Pesukim de Zimra. As a matter of fact, in the initial Siddur of the in the Seder of Amram Goin, all he had was Baruch Sha'amar Yichvoid and Ashrei. He didn't have Hoidu and all that necessarily. So Yichvoid is really the introduction into Pesukim de Zimra. Now, its idea is there are how does it go again? There are 18 Pesukim in Yichvoid, which parallels the Shmona Esrei. 19 times as I say the Shem Hashem, which corresponds to the 19 brachas that we say, some say. And if you count the first two psukim of Ashrei, which are also introductory, the first two psukim of Ashrei are actually not part of the Tehillim. We'll see. There's another two names of Hashem, which equals 21, which is the amount of names of Hashem there are in Ashrei itself. Okay, so every word of Yichvoid counts. Now, one of the main ideas in Yichvoid, that the overall concept is, it's supposed to give us, as we already explained in the Haidu, and we explained in Mizmor L'Soida, that one of the things it's supposed to accomplish is giving us faith throughout the Galus, that eventually we're going to see a greater Hisgalus of Hashem, Asid Lavoi, than we do now. That's really the point, is that we should see ultimately a greater revelation of God than we have now. And that's part of what Yichvoid has come to teach us.
Is that the reason why we're supposed to say it with a special strong intensity?
Yes. So you're supposed to say Yichvoid with a special strong intensity, a special kavana, because what it does is it talks about how Hashem is directly discussing the kavod and the honor of Hashem and His ability in this world. Okay? Okay. So let's read it inside. Yichvoid Hashem lo'olam, the honor of Hashem should be forever. Yismach Hashem b'maisav, and Hashem should be happy with His people. Now this Yehi Chavod is both a statement, an affirmation, and a prayer. One way to read it is Yehi Chavod. It should be that the Kavod Hashem should be forever. In other words, right now we don't see the Kavod of Hashem being so great, but we pray that the Kavod of Hashem should be greater than it is now. And one is a statement. Yehi Chavod. It is great. Okay. Yi Shem Hashem Mevorach. And the name of Hashem should be blessed, me'ata, from now, ve'ad olam, and into future times. So even though, again, we don't have the clarity of seeing Hashem now, but it should be blessed from now until future times. Mimizrach Hashemesh, ad mevoyoy, from the east to the west, from where the sun rises till where the sun sets. Mehula Hashem Hashem, that is where Hashem is praised. So in other words, nowadays Hashem is praised within the context of this world. Now, every single element in the world praises Hashem, speaks of the praises of Hashem. Everything from the east to the west, everything from the sunrise to the sunset, all points to the greatness of Hashem. But at the same time, you have to be able to see it through the nature. It's not automatic. It's not that it exists automatically. It's not that it's so clear, like Lassid Lava will see Hashem. Now you have to look beyond the surface through nature to see Hashem. In the future, it won't be that way. In the future, you'll be able to see Hashem plain and simple. Okay? Then we go on to say, Ramal kol goyim Hashem al shemaim kevoidai. That nowadays, again, even though Hashem is great, but the primary place for Hashem is in the shemaim. That's where his kavod is today. Al shemaim. The kavod is al shemaim, and Hashem is Ram al kol goyim. What's Ram? Ram is great.
Like a loud boy.
Ram is great, yeah. Gadol also means great. Now, the Siddur Agra on the Siach Yitzchak explains the difference based on a Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Hashem b'tzion gadol v'rom hu al kol ha'amim. It's such a possible. In Tzion, Hashem is gadol. He's rom on all the nations. That gadol and rom are both words for great. What's the difference? So the difference is, what word would you describe to you to describe the sun? It's great. It's big. Awesome. What word would you describe to use the ocean? What? Gadol. And what about the ocean? It's also pretty big. Can you jump into the ocean?
Yes.
Can you jump into the sun?
No.
So they both seem to be great. But one you can interact with, one you can't. Right? So Gadol is the midah where Hashem is greater than us, but we can interact with him. Ram is kind of like
beyond,
aloof. So Hashem b'tzion gadol. In the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is gadol. But you could bring karbanos to him, you can have a relationship with him. But Ram hu al kol ha'amim, on the nations of the world, he's Ram. Removed. Because the nations in the world don't believe a dynamic relationship with Hashem. They believe that Hashem doesn't interact with people. So that's what the pasuk is saying here. That Hashem, Ram al kol goyim Hashem, al shemayim kevoid. Hashem is great, but nowadays, especially for the nations in the world, it's Ram. They don't see and feel. It's like a distant god for them. But furthermore, Hashem Shimcha Le'olam. Hashem, your name, your shape, your Shimcha is forever. Hashem Zichrcha L'dor V'dor. What's the difference between the shame of Hashem and the zikr of Hashem? The zikr is like the mentioning of Hashem. The difference is that the shame Hashem is what the name really is. The Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. The way it's spelled. But the Zichrein is the way we say it. Now nowadays, the name of Hashem is not said the way it's written. Because we're not on the level to be able to appreciate that. But there will come a time that the name of Hashem, the way it's written, will be used. Which is a greater level of the Iskalus of Hashem. So what we're saying is Hashem, Shimcha, your name, the way it really is La'olam. That's forever, even after Mashiach. It's Zichrcha, your Zichara, in the way it's said, it's pronounced, is L'dor V'dor. It's only for generations. It's only nowadays. Again, emphasizing the fact that Hashem's greatness we cannot fully witness right now in the world the way it is now, but La'asud Lavoi, we will be able to witness a greater level of Hizgalus and a greater level of relationship with Hashem.
Is the
Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei an
abbreviation of the long name that's written in the performing?
I don't know.
Supposed to scan it with our eyes.
I don't know. As far as I know, not, but I don't know. Right now. Hashem Bashamayim, again, same thing. Hashem Bashamayim, in the Shamayim, Heichin Kisoi. That's where his chair, quote unquote, is. That's where he is. That's where Hashem dwells, is in the Shamayim. Umalchusoi, the Malchus of Hashem, is Bakol Mashallah, is even in this world. But the Malchus of Hashem is the midah with which Hashem interacts with the world, but it's still distant. Because you don't see the Malchus. You know and you're aware of the Malchus, but you're not in constant presence of the Malchus. Because there's a big difference between being in the presence of the president in the White House and being in his country. Now we all feel the presence of the president because you know, well, this policy affects me, and now all of a sudden I can't, you know, hire this person, and I'm paying this amount of taxes, and I'm doing all this stuff. So we feel the presence of the president. Okay, we know that he's running the thing, but you can't compare that to going into the White House and being the presence of the president, right? The Havdil, obviously. So Hashem in the Shamayim is his kisei. So down here we're experiencing the Malchus, but not the same way as being in his presence. So what we are saying is, however, eventually all that's going to change. Yismuchu Hashemayim. The Shemayim themselves will be happy. V'sogel ha'aretz. And the land will also experience gila, a certain level of joy. Why? Because the land, when Fashiach comes, will experience joy. Because now the land itself will be the present, will be able to host the presence of Hashem. So now we're shifting into what's going to be loss of love. And by the way, if you look at the inside, the first four letters of the first words there, Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sagel Ha'aretz. What's the first four letters?
Yud.
No. Yismuchu is Yud. Hashemayim is Hey. V'Sagel is Vav. Ha'aretz is Hey. Yud, Kei, Vav, and Hey. The name of Hashem. So here we're saying now, all of a sudden, you'll be able to see the name of Hashem in the land itself. Yismuch Hashemayim v'sagel ha'aretz. In the land, you'll see the name of Hashem. The Yudke Vavke. The real name of Hashem. At that point, Yoimru v'agoyim Hashem Malach. The nations of the world will now admit that Hashem was really the king the whole time. So that's what's going to happen in Lasid Lavoi. Lasid Lavoi is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be nicker even to the Goyim. Okay? Now, we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloich Lo'olam Voed. Hashem was Melech, is Melech, and will be Melech. Now there is no such pasuk, by the way. This Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloich Lo'olam Voed is an incorporation of different places in Tanakh that those words came up and they put it together in one phrase, but it's not a pasuk, okay? Now, what it's saying is that Hashem Melech is the way he is now. Hashem Malach is that it was always that way. But our tefillah is Hashem Yimloch La'olam Void, that His Malchus will be La'olam Void much stronger than it is now. Okay?
I don't know how they put it together in different. They put it together in Divrei Hayamim.
I don't think so.
It's part of Divrei Hayamim, according to the citation here.
Yeah.
Part of the citation is brought down and comes from Divrei Hayamim.
I think one of the words does, but not all three. Okay, and at that point, Hashem Melech Olam Void, Hashem will be the king, clearly. Ovdu Goyim Me'artzoi, and the Goyim, the nations of the world, will be lost, will be destroyed from the world. Now, what does it mean that the nations will be lost and destroyed? It doesn't mean that the nations will be destroyed, that there won't be people that are not Jewish. But rather, nationhood will be destroyed. Because what is nationhood all about? What makes one nation a nation versus another nation? Why they have different ideologies? One nation has a different ideology than the other. And that's why this nation was created, to form its own ideology and its own culture and everything versus another nation. Okay? But once you come, Lasid Lava, to Mashiach, then everyone's going to have the same ideology. Everyone's going to be Tachas Hashem, under Hashem. So there's no room anymore for nationhood. Nationhood will cease to exist.
So they'll have their own languages.
No, because there is no room for ideology and nationhood when there could still be customs and stuff, but there's no separate ideology. Other than Hashem.
There are countries that have similar ideologies, but they have separate languages and cultures.
And they probably have, okay, I don't know. But basically, there's no room for separation if you don't want independence. If you're all willing to take the same leadership, then there's no reason to make your own nation out of it. So in other words, once everyone realizes Hashem is the Melech, there's no room for nationhood other than Hashem. And that's what we're saying here. Ovdu Goyim Me'artzo, the nationhood of nations will cease to exist, and Hashem will rule over us, and we will be forever protected. Why? How? Because it says, Hashem Hefir Atzas Goyim. Hashem is going to be mefer, means to destroy the ideas of the Goyim, the idea, any idea that would be potentially harmful for us. Heini machshavos amim, rabois machashavos bilevish, atzas Hashem hisakum. That all the, we know that if Hashem will, He won't even give them the idea. Even the idea stage, Hashem will sabotage, quote unquote. Hashem will not even let them come to the idea stage. Now, and we know that the ideas of Hashem, they are what lasts. Because rabbis, machashavis, bilavish, a person can have lots of ideas, but ultimately, atas Hashem, only the one which is the itz of Hashem, he sakum will last, and the other ones won't last. Atas Hashem loyelum tamid, machshavis liboy ledor vador, because he is all powerful. Kihu omar vayei yutziva v'yamar. Okay. Now this is basically explaining why la'asid lavoi, we're going to be this powerful. Okay. Kivachar Hashem b'tzion. Hashem chose tzion. Iva. He chose it to be, he wanted it, l'moishav lohi, to be his moishav. Now there's a remez here in this puzzle. What's Iva? It's Aleph, Vav, He. Iva are the three letters missing from the honor of Hashem in this world. Because it says in the pasuk, Kiyad al kes ka, Milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek midar l'dar. Kiyad al kes ka means kiyad al kes. Kes is missing an aleph, because normally you would read it kisei, the chair. But we said kisei. Where's the kisei of Hashem? Where he said earlier in the tefillah? So in this world, he doesn't have a kisei. You know what he has? He has a kus. Kuf samach, missing an aleph. Because Amalek came in and took out the aleph. And really his name is not Yud Kei Vav Kei in this world. It's Yud with the Kei, Yud Kei. But not the full thing. That's what the pasuk says. Kiyad al Kes Ka. So which three letters are missing from Hashem's name? From the honor of Hashem in this world. Aleph, the Kisei. And from Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Vav in the head. So Iva is those three letters. Iva is that when those three letters come back to the world, that will be the bringing back of the Kavod Hashem into the world. But the point is that that all this tefillah is that we're in galus and things are going hard for us. But remember, it's not about this. We're not davening to only the Hashem that we see. We're davening to the Hashem that really exists much greater than we can imagine. And that his galus will become more clear, lasid lavoi, as Mashiach's presence brings Hashem into the world. And that's what we're saying here. Ki Yaakov b'char lo yikal, Hashem chose us, Yisrael is blessed to be a special nation. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amoy, Hashem the never forsook his people, v'nachlosa lo yazoiv, v'hu rachum, and has ultimate rachmanus, and he will bring us that time. Yichaper ovim v'lo yashas, he won't destroy us. V'hir b'la hoshev apoy, and he always tries to calm his anger. V'lo yoyer, and he will not awaken all of his anger. Hashem Moshia, and ultimately Hashem will bring us to salvation, will be Moshias, HaMelech Yaneinu V'yomkeinu, he will answer us on the day that we call out for the Yeshua. Okay? Shkaya.